It's 101.5 FM Business and Real Estate Show with Debbie B. And you may remember back in February, we had a very informative chat with Paul Messapica, who is the Strengthening Business Facilitator with Oz Industry. Strengthening Business is part of Oz Industry's Entrepreneurs Program, which transforms Australian businesses by providing access to expert advice and financial support through grants so that you can grow your business and reach your goals. Welcome back, Paul, and good morning.
Good morning to you, Debbie, and thank you for inviting us back onto your program this morning.
You're very welcome. Paul, it's tough out there at the moment for everyone. In speaking to us today, can you summarise the agencies that are available to help our local businesses?
Yeah, thanks, Debbie. Yes, look, there's a number of agencies and opportunities for businesses to continue to get support. When it comes to getting information, we've got the business.gov.au portal. And by the way, all this information I'm going to share with your listeners this morning will be available on your Facebook site, 101.5 FM, Moreton Bay's own radio station. So this information will be in a single page for people to be able to go and have a look at. And there are websites to be able to go and have a closer look at the information I'm going to share. So to start off, we've got this information that central portal called business.gov.au, where you can visit the website for practical business resources, including business tools and fact sheets, as well as grants, workshops, and events at all levels of government. For seeking business support, we've got the 132846 contact centre. This is hosted by our own Oz Industry, business.gov.au/contact-us. And that's there for information on grants and registrations through our call centre personnel, as well as our Oz Industry regional managers. So we have 28 local business experts who live in your region, in our region, and throughout Australia, and can connect with the local, state, and federal governments. Again, you can find this information as to who your industry regional manager is on the business.gov.au/industry, Oz Industry website. Looking at researching your ideas. So a business wants to look at some potential opportunities. We've got an R&D tax incentive. Now, this is available as a tax offset to encourage investment in research and development of activities. We've also got the CSIRO Kickstart. Again, this agency has Kickstart provides matched funding for startups and small to medium enterprises that are looking for research expertise and capabilities. Maybe in advanced technologies and advanced robotics and so forth, CSIRO can certainly support advanced manufacturing here in Moreton Bay. We've also got what we call the commercialising of your idea. Now, this is where we've got cooperative research centres, and this can be found on our business.gov website again, that allows the ability to do some short-term research and collaboration, develop new technology, new products and services through some kind of medium to long-term industry-led research collaboration. Moving through, we've got venture capital, access to information for venture capital seekers, including how to prepare and pitch and learn available and how to pitch to potential partnerships or investors. In Queensland, we have with the Queensland government, the Queensland Ignite Ideas Fund. This is through the Advanced Queensland Agency, and it supports Queensland-based SMEs to commercialise highly innovative and new products and services. Queensland Mentoring for Growth is another initiative by the Queensland government that provides free access to business experts who provide insights and options and suggestions on how to relate to overcoming challenges and exploring those opportunities. For those who are in engineering and the opportunity for the Office of Defence Industry Support, or ODIS, this provides advisory guidance and mentoring services to small, medium enterprises that are looking to engage with the defence industry. In the federal government's budget, there's a big chunk of money is going towards really repositioning the defence forces, the Australian Defence Forces, around being more capable of being able to defend our own interests and our own shores. And so there is a large push to work with our local industries to be able to support our forces. And then we've got the Queensland Technology Hubs. Now, these is to help you build your business, where we can look at these hubs will provide businesses with opportunities to develop things like artificial intelligence capabilities and connect with the latest innovations in agri-tech and logistics sectors. Also, Queensland regional manufacturing hubs. This is a place for local manufacturing businesses to receive expert advice and support to transition to advanced manufacturing. And this can be found in the Regional Development Corporation, their website. Again, this has been hosted on your Facebook website, 101.5 FM, Moreton Bay's own radio station. Another couple of other initiatives are Made in Queensland, that supports the SME manufacturers to increase international competitiveness. So this is where you can find grants and funding around looking at some of these new technologies and skilling up for jobs for the future. And then we've got our export markets, where there's a number of export development grants. There are reimbursements for grants up to 50% of expenses above $5,000 incurred for promotional activities and new markets for exporters. This can be found on the austrade.gov.au website, as well as there's the Trade Start, which is a Austrade's Trade Start service, again offers small to medium enterprise exporters the combined resources of Austrade and each partner organisation to provide assistance and direct links to the services and overseas networks. And then finally, Deb, we've got the Export Finance Australia, which is the Australian government's export credit agency. Now, that provides finance solutions for Australian exporters and overseas infrastructure development, delivers benefits to Australia. So there really is, in this whole ecosystem, there's many, many agencies that I said, which this particular bits of information I'm sharing with you, Debbie, and your listeners, is on Facebook, 101.5 FM, Moreton Bay's own radio station, that they can view it, download it, and make contacts through the links. The Oz Industry Program Strengthening Business is ceasing on the 30th of June 2023. So in about 7 weeks, it will be ceasing. However, there is plans to release a new program, which will be made available a little later on this year or early next year to continue to support our business in the Moreton Bay region.
That's exceptional advice for our local businesses. Thank you, Paul Misipika, and we look forward to welcoming you again to Morning Magazine Business and Real Estate Show in the coming months in a different role.